from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Executions in Saudi Arabia spawn protests. A crowd of protesters in the Saudi Arabia village of Al Awamiya chanting, "Down with the Saud, death to the Saud," after the beheading of the prominent Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimra. Protests have now bled over into other countries, including India and Iraq. Saudi Arabia carried out its largest mass execution in more than three decades, putting to death 47 people convicted of terrorism, including the Shiite cleric. Nimr al-Nimra was a key figure in Shiite protests that erupted during the 2011 spring. In Iraq, this is Fadi al-Shimar of the Islamic Supreme Council. He says, "I think Saudi Arabia made a big mistake when it executed al-Nimr, as this will fuel the existing sectarian violence in the region more and more. We have already received promises that Saudi Arabia would pardon Sheikh al-Nimr and his companions, but unfortunately it didn't honor its promises and instead poured oil on the fire. This will spark new unrest in the region." Media outlets say some of those executed Saturdays had ties to al-Qaeda. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified al-Shabaab spokesman asserts U.S. Muslims must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of the holy war. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that they've killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, Abu Anwar, along with at least two other militants. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Gunmen believed to be Pakistan-based militants launched a day-long attack today on an Indian Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during the gun battle. The attack comes amid stepped-up security in India in recent days following an attack on a police official. This comes as potential thawing relations have developed between both India and Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha is in New Delhi and has more on why the attack may have occurred.
The attack comes about a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a surprise visit to Pakistan in an effort to revive a flagging peace process. Analysts and officials say peace moves by the political leadership of the two countries in the past have often been followed by an escalation in terror strikes. Nalin Koholi, a spokesman for the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, suggested India will persevere with peace efforts.
Every time there is a movement towards normalization of relationship with Pakistan, these things automatically happen because these are forces that don't want peace between India and Pakistan and also in the region. However, as far as India is concerned, we are constantly going to do our best.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
India accuses Pakistan of arming and training insurgents fighting for Kashmir's independence from India and its merger with Pakistan. Iraqi security forces are starting to evacuate civilians who had been trapped and used as human shields by Islamic extremists in the city of Ramadi. VOA's Sharon Bain reports.
The city has been destroyed, the UN's refugee agency told VOA via Skype from Baghdad.
So what we hear from the new arrivals is that indeed it has been difficult for them to get out. There has been sniper fire. There have been protection concerns.
Survivors said that 8 months under Islamic State control were brutal.
When the security was gone from Anbar province, life was dead. Even if they tell you that we were living, this is not true. Death is all we saw.
Iraqi forces said Islamic State militants were using civilians as human shields to escape Ramadi. Those rescued by Iraqi forces have nothing. Humanitarian agencies and NGOs are rushing to help. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli police in Tel Aviv are trying to locate the gunman who opened fire outside a bar, killing two people and wounding three others. This eyewitness said, "We were shaking. We were about eight people hiding in storage so they could not break in." So far, no motive has been given for the attack. It's also unclear if it's tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.